So I've been working on this audio collection for a little while, and now I can share it with you. I remember you, a 6 foot something sunset, eagerly handing me candy clouds with our initials intertwined around the outside. Your name melted on my tongue, opulent, elegant syllables dancing down my throat and back out every time you touched me. I could see my heart in your eyes, claimed and captured. My eyes search your shirt, hoping to have the heart too. And I forget how to breathe, pressing my lips to yours, stealing your air and tasting your intentions, sweeter and more addictive than your name. I could see the moon and the stars drew near, but you banished the night until the sky was nothing more than pretty lights for me to spy. You look at me like you know where I've been. But you don't mind, as long as I'm home and dry by the time you wake up. It's not like I wanted to be out so late, but I find myself frequently fucking up, facing up to not being who I thought I was, what I could have been. But you don't mind, as long as it's your shoulders where I do my crying. I write myself out of trouble while you sleep off my headaches, under the glamour of the stars who know every single secret, but swear they'll be silent as they watch over us. And you look at me like you know what I am, but you don't mind because you see me cry. You know I never planned to trick a man into taking my mistakes, turning me from a cautionary tale to a queen. I just wanted to be loved. And you just want to love me. Until I don't cry anymore. Let's forget who I was, who I am. Love me until I'm who I could be.
I don't want to go home yet, you said. The floor fell, taking me with it. We sunk silently in sync, gaping lips, until you politely pulled me to my feet and the floor got herself together. Oh, darling, I felt blue about my scarlet cheeks but you said you liked the color, and I painted the whole room radiant red, kissing your own cheeks until they were as shy a shade as mine. The strangest thing is that we're strangers, but the night wanted to watch us falling in love, and we felt generous. From bar to bar and apps to hearts, I was drawn to you, darling. Erasing nerves, colouring outside the lines in excitement. I saw you falling, as I did. And soon we were both familiar with the floor, and you confessed, through crimson lips, a gift from me, that you would never tire of my teasing.
I take each letter of your name, embroidered to my existence, experiencing euphoria every instant. You are enough. I swear that it's love. Mood music and medicine, a picture of perfection with any face I can find. You are not done. Let it go, love. Moving from mishap to mishap, misshapen heart, broken and barren, but able to beat for today's true love. Whoever that may be, you are the sun. I sing my sad girl's love song, high above the clouds, careful not to close my eyes so I can recall the fire of each finale, charred on my cheeks, that are sick of salty soliloquies. You are undone. I'm stranded in an ocean I created from all the certainties I was wrong about as you swim out like all the others because everybody loves a sad girl they're sure they can fix. You are wrong. You are gone. As I hold my heavy heart shut.
Maybe he'll come back. Back to who I thought he was. Or maybe he didn't ever leave. And I just want someone to return who had never visited me at all. Maybe he'll be new to this party. If I close my eyes. If I count to 10. If I make a wish. Maybe he'll have flowers in his hands and pouring from his lips. Maybe he just needs some time. Maybe he'll get it right. Maybe he'll come back. Maybe I won't wait. Surrounded by Yodas, unsure if I was using the correct plural of Yoda, I chased a single feather, my dress, my prey, flowing joyfully in the mild spring that was many months late. White and wispy, I watched it travel down steep stone where it was captured, alone in my hands, held close to my heart, gliding through the crowds. Flowing with new cars, new jobs, lost loves, and days off school due to suspiciously convenient flooding. And there, perched on the edge, I placed my newfound feather, together with every penny I'd ever found, and I filled the fountain with your name. Valleys, groves, hills and fields, my love. I hear your name in every one, every waning whisper of the wind as I lay in your lap, weary but wild. And you read to me. I was taken from the ground, you know, a little girl. Lost to your ghost. I must stress, I was literate before we met. But under your passionate perception, my eyes were carefully cut open, extended immensely, suddenly selfless. I learned how to read with my humble, hungry hands. You stripped me down, building back up until I was taller than the trees, where you taught me how to Polish kiss. We built nature with paper after hours, when the moon was moving closer, my naked neck made for your hook. A pretty lamb and a man who should have known better, but was too beaten up by life to care. I fell asleep on roses, in your coral claws, one finger on your lips to shush the sheep, so I wouldn't awake from our forest-filled fantasy. I don't suppose you ever loved me, or are you? Or maybe we do, still, and we just pretend, so the chasm we created doesn't feel so confining.
That's all for tonight's episode. But if you want to find more of my work, then you can go to my website, which is jenniferwan.com, and you can find me on social media with the username Miss J Squared. I'll see you soon. Good night, my love.